My name is Thorleik Turvel-Peter. I don't do anything at all now because I've retired. The exhibition is to do with texts which are found in strange places, and I think nothing could be stranger than the place in which these rather fine English texts are found. It's called the Rushall Psalter. It's a fine example of a grand 15th century devotional book, and so it contains the Latin Psalms, prayers and other devotions which are to be recited, but it does have some very strange and surprising additions. One of the additions is the poem. It says, "This present book, legible in scripture, here in this place, thus tatched with a chain, purposed of intent for to endure, and here perpetually still to remain from heir to heir, wherefore upon pain of Christ's curse, of fathers and of mothers, none of them hence attempt it to derain, while any leaf may goodly hang with other." This Psalter is secured in its place with a chain. It is to stay there, never to be removed. If anyone does remove it, they will be cursed. The next verse offers a blessing for anyone who repairs the Psalter. The third verse says grandly that the person who paid for the Psalter is John Harper. John Harper wants this book to remain in Rushall forever. Indeed, it has passed down through the family until the present day. So that is a strange addition, which you wouldn't expect to find in a Psalter, perhaps, but even less expected is a history of Rushall, starting with the Norman Conquest and taking the estate through the generations until it was inherited by John Harper in 1429. And this is an entirely unique text, but a very strange one to find in this manuscript. There are other poems by favourite authors, including Chaucer's little poem Truth, and some poems by John Lydgate. One of them is his Dietary. It's a poem about how to live healthily. And so the Psalter actually begins with the lines, "For health of body, cover anon thy head. Eat no raw meat, take good heed thereto." Nothing could really be more incongruous and more surprising, I think, than a text like this. And the owners told me that they found it wrapped in a brown paper parcel on top of a hat stand. Clearly nobody had looked at it for generations, so nobody knew what surprising things they might find in it. I found several poems hidden away in documents where you wouldn't expect to find them. And I think there are many more to be found, which is one of the great things. You think everything is known about medieval literature, but no, more to be found.